Head down to the North Melbourne rooms because Todd Goldstein, who was absolutely terrific today for North Melbourne, has been kind enough to join us. Todd, congratulations, mate.
Thanks a lot, boys.
And everything pretty much went right from the get-go.
Yeah, definitely. I think we had a lot to atone for from last week, and you know, I don't think we've got there yet, but it was a good start, and that's probably sent the benchmark for where we want to be.
How scientific did it get through the week, Todd? It's Daniel Harford speaking. Well done today. With the assessment from Brad Scott and in the build-up to today, I mean, what sort of approach was it? Was it more a mentality and an attitudinal thing as opposed to a systems structure?
Yeah, I think it all starts with, you know, we weren't great in the contest last week. I think we lost contested ball by 27. So,
yeah.
You know, if you lose the side like that, you know, they'll torch you going the other way. So that was where it started for us, was, you know, making sure we got numbers in the contest and won that contested ball.
And last week it was really hard around the contest, as you say, and you couldn't get any dominance or any significant impact there. This week you won contested position by 24. You've dominated the hit-out. Your clearance numbers were terrific. And more importantly, once you got that first possession, you're able to get released players on the outside, getting inside your forward 50. Was that worked on during the week, or was that just the way it should have been last week?
That's just the way we play our footy, I think. And, you know, it's very hard when the ball's going the other way. So, you know, I think when our on-balls are good in the middle and we get it going our way, we're a very hard side to stop. But, you know, when we don't win the footy, you can't move the ball how you want it.
Todd, Kevin Barlett, congratulations on your game. You're very, very sharp tonight. The only time North looked any good last week was after half time when you started to dominate that centre circle again. So you must have had a big pre-season. You look very, very fit.
Yeah, I'm feeling really good. I'm feeling very confident. I think, you know, probably the last few years I haven't started the season the way I wanted to, and that was probably the biggest focus, is making sure, you know, I got the work done early and started off well, because, you know, I think I've been finishing the season off quite well, but, you know, it's that first month and a half and that's been the focus for me.
Robin Nahas has come into the side, and we were just talking up here whether or not he'll stay in the North Melbourne side, but I think he adds a lot to the side. He's a very good kick. He's lively. You know, he can create some space. I like the way he kicks the ball quickly through the air. Got these beautiful skills. What's your thoughts on Nahas?
Yeah, Robin's been great since he's come to the footy club, and, you know, even before he hurt his shoulder last year, he was one of our best forwards. It's just that, you know, with him, Lindsay and Kane working in together, you know, it's a lot of forward pressure, and it makes it a lot easier for the midfielders with the ball coming out long and high or not coming out at all. So, you know, him, Kane and Lindsay, they're all integral to our forward structure and our side going forward.
And also, it's probably the first time, I mean, last week, Jared Waite wasn't a force at all in his first game for the Kangaroos, but I think we saw tonight what he can bring to the Kangaroos. He boot at 7 goals, he's got that great vertical leap, he's a very, very good kick, he's athletic, he can play up the ground a bit. He looks like he's going to be a great pickup.
Yeah, Waite's had a great pre-season. He's barely missed a session all year, so we sort of knew this was coming, and, you know, we didn't help him out at all last year. We gave him absolutely no chance to really make his mark on the game, and I think now this week he finally got his chance and he took and he showed, you know, why we recruited him and the help he's going to be to people like Drewy and Mason and Browning.
He's a pretty infectious character too, Waitey, having spent a bit of time with him at the Blues and when I was there, Toddy, and he seemed to be getting along really well with the forwards that you've got up there in the forward line for the Kangaroos at the moment, and also late in the game when he had 4 or 5. Once he got on a bit of a roll, everyone started to look for him. So you must be pretty pleased with him as a bloke and what he brings to the footy club.
Yeah, you know, him and Higo, two new blokes to the club. I think they know how footy clubs work and they fit in really well. And, you know, you can't knock any of their work ethic and anything like that. And that's how you get respect from the boys, and that's what we got from them.
Well done, Todd. Thanks for having a chat, mate.
Cheers. Thanks, boys.
Todd Goldstein, the North Melbourne Ruckman.